sings tonight to 20,000 plus, and the young girls scream out loud. Man, that could be us. She's a big star and she eats caviar just before she performs every night. She says if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She's a big star. She's a big star.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The basketball world is today saying goodbye to Hall of Famer Jerry West, who died this morning at the age of 86. ESPN host Mike Greenberg reflecting on his career.
He's in the handful of greatest players that ever touched a basketball in their lives. He then went on to a brief but successful career in coaching and then an enormous career as an executive, particularly running the Los Angeles Lakers. His acquisitions included James Worthy, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, hiring Phil Jackson as their coach.
Jerry West was also the inspiration for the silhouette that the NBA uses as its logo. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Doha trying to iron out the details of a ceasefire agreement that both Israel and Hamas will agree to. President Biden is on his way to Italy for the G7 summit. The Federal Reserve wraps up its June meeting in a few hours. The Fed not expected to lower interest rates, at least not yet, even though we got a key report today showing inflation holding steady. This is ABC News. Demolition set to begin tomorrow on the building where 17 people died in the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Powering our homes with the sun could someday be possible with the very material used to build them. ABC's Jim Ryan taking a look at research going on right now at MIT.
Carbon black has been used as coloring for ink for thousands of years, more recently as reinforcement in tires. But researchers have found that it also can collect, store, and disperse electricity. Mixed with water and concrete and used as a construction material, carbon black could turn an entire building into a battery that powers the building itself.
Now that Baltimore's harbor is fully reopened to ships after the collapse earlier this year of the Key Bridge, preliminary estimates are in on replacing it. The Department of Transportation says a project will likely cost about $1.7 billion. The bridge collapsed when it was hit by a cargo ship. Six people on the bridge died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy, and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Saturday, July 13th, is the host of Manitowoc Minute and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron.
We haven't quite figured out how to say that big. It took me until I was 18 years old to figure out the phrase beggars can't be choosers wasn't about the guy putting my groceries away.
Purchase your tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today, with winds breezy out of the south, shoving our highs to the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon continue to roll through the evening as well. Some could turn strong to severe, packing high winds, hail, and heavy downpours. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A six-figure fine has been assessed against a Western Wisconsin dairy operation. Ted Allen has an update.
A Monroe County judge Tuesday ordered Phil G. Milsna and Milsna Dairy Supply to pay nearly $210,000 for violations of state wastewater laws. Wisconsin Department of Justice said the company continued operating its Sparta concentrated animal feeding operation for years after permits for a pollution elimination system expired in 2015. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joined the Justice Department in the investigation.
Milwaukee has a new elections chief. Despite opposition, the city council approved Paula Gutierrez as the city's new election commission director. This is after the previous director was removed from that spot. There was an open letter that questioned Gutierrez's ability to lead and her lack of knowledge of the elections commission. Mayor Cavalier Johnson appointed her to her new spot last month. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a public hearing on the year-long liquor licenses for area establishments, discussion and possible action on those liquor license renewal requests, and a zoning request from David Ryland to rezone the property at 627th Avenue West from general business to multifamily residential. There'll also be reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. It will be live streamed on the WRDN website at the video streaming page. The manhunt continues for a Madison attempted homicide suspect who police thought was in Eau Claire. Police in Eau Claire tried to pull 37-year-old Jerome Jacobs over yesterday, but officers said he sped away, crashed the car, then ran. Jacobs is wanted in connection to a drive-by shooting in Madison Sunday that sent two people to the hospital. He's also wanted on a warrant from the State Department of Corrections. Both police in Eau Claire and Madison say Jacobs is no longer in Eau Claire, but they're asking the public's help in finding him. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in El Paso Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 52-year-old Sean Hall of Ellsworth was traveling eastbound on Highway G when he lost control and struck a guardrail. Hall was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. Eau Claire City Council has signed off on the plan to renovate the Regency Hotel. The council last night approved a zoning change for the Regency. It had been zoned for apartments. Now it will be rezoned as a motel. The Regency's new owners say they have a plan to renovate the motel and make it the kind of place people actually want to stay. The Regency, of course, has had a long and troubled history, including a couple of attempts to simply tear it down. The Mayo Clinic has reopened a mental health treatment facility in Rochester. The John E. Herman Home and Treatment Facility had been closed in 2020 at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The residential mental health home is licensed to serve up to 16 patients, but currently only has space for 8 adults. The voluntary care provided at the home is designed to help adults return to the community and live independently. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Mondovi City Council is looking at replacing the snow fence on the retaining wall on North Eau Claire Street. During last night's council meeting, members discussed possible fence types, from a wooden rail fence to a metal type of rail fence. Mayor Weiss directed staff to explore three possible options for the next council meeting to discuss, as he would like to have the new fence installed by the end of July. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in Trenton Township Tuesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 53-year-old Michael Sandgar of Bay City was southbound on Highway 35 when he struck a deer. Sandgar was taken to Mayo Hospital in Red Wing. A Western Wisconsin firefighter is receiving some online attention after going into a well to rescue a dog. The incident happened in Menominee on Monday. The Menominee Fire Department shared some pictures of the firefighter who rescued Rip the dog. Rip had fallen into a 30-foot deep dry well and couldn't get out. A few trucks and some ropes later, firefighters were able to get Rip out and send him back to his family. A cookie dough recall is affecting Minnesota as well as Wisconsin. The FDA says more than 29,000 cases of the dessert treat were sold to Costco and Panera. The dough, sold by Rise Baking Company and South Coast Baking, came under several different labels. They include Costco's Chocolate Chunk Frozen Cookie Dough, Panera Chocolate Chipper Cookie Dough Pucks, and Rise Baking Jumbo Chocolate Chunk Dough Pucks. Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended one of the lawyers charged as part of the Trump electors case. The court's new liberal majority yesterday suspended attorney Jim Troupas from Wisconsin's Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Troupas was first appointed to the committee in 2020. He's due to serve a second term until 2026. Wisconsin's attorney general charged Troupas last week with fraud for offering legal advice to the Republicans who signed on as alternate Trump electors after the 2020 election. The court did not comment on Troupas' suspension. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The Dunn County Sheriff's Department continues to work leads to find the owners of some wandering peacocks in the county. The Dunn County Sheriff took to Facebook earlier this week asking about the peacocks that were spotted wandering near Boyceville and even in Glenwood City. The two birds were last spotted on someone's back porch. The sheriff says they're looking for the birds' owners and are asking anyone who knows anything to please reach out. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are high interest payments becoming too much to bear? Luckily, there's a way for consumers struggling with over $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans to significantly reduce the amount they owe if they qualify. Qualifying for this debt relief program, which the credit card companies prefer to keep secret, will only require you to pay back a fraction of what you owe with one affordable monthly payment. You don't have to file bankruptcy or need a debt consolidation loan. Consumers can now take advantage of this financial debt relief during the current economic downturn and rising inflation. If you owe $10,000 or even $500,000 in credit card debt or personal loans, call the Debt Relief Advocates Helpline now for this free information and to see if you qualify. Call 800-535-1301. 800-535-1301. Again, that's 800-535-1301.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today, with winds breezy out of the south, shoving our highs to the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon continue to roll through the evening as well. Some could turn strong to severe, packing high winds, hail, and heavy downpours. It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, 66 degrees.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The crew gets blanked in the Brew City. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Milwaukee. The Brewers trying to make it two in a row against the Blue Jays, but Toronto had other ideas.
1-0. Swing and a liner. Right field, base hit down in right center. Varsho scores. Turner up to second. 1-0 Blue Jays on George Springer's RBI single.
SN 590 in Toronto with the call. The final score, Blue Jays 3, Brewers nothing. Milwaukee rookie Carlos Rodriguez made his MLB debut. He only got into the fourth inning, but manager Pat Murphy still came away impressed.
He was great. Threw the ball well. I thought he showed tremendous poise. Yeah, I was very pleased with what I saw. 22-year-old kid. Come out there and do what he did. Gets a really good lineup. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Didn't seem like a rookie at all. Didn't seem like a, you know, first timer.
The series wraps up this afternoon at American Family Field. Tobias Myers will pitch against Chris Bassett. Game time is set for 1:10. In Green Bay, the Packers opened up mini camp. It's just 2 days of practice, so just about as soon as it opens up, it shuts right back down. Quarterback Jordan Love didn't want to talk about his contract extension, only to say that he's hopeful it gets done before training camp. That echoes what General Manager Brian Gutekunst said last week. Love did want to talk about his newest offensive weapon, Josh Jacobs, going at it 100% during Tuesday's workout.
Well, I mean, I think everyone's watched what Josh Jacobs has been about when he's been on the Raiders. So, I mean, he's a phenomenal player. Obviously, he's got the speed and he's got the cuts and the agility. So I'm excited to see him once the season gets rolling and see how hard it is for guys to tackle him.
The Packers will practice again today. They'll hold a team-building activity tomorrow. Then it's about 6 weeks of summer vacation before training camp begins. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Following 2 road course wins, Van Gisbergen looks to getting back to the ovals. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, the 1993 season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
NASCAR Xfinity Series rookie Shane Van Gisbergen has won the last two series races, both on the road courses of Portland International Raceway and Sonoma Raceway. The style of track in which he is most comfortable stemming from his Australian supercar roots. This week, the series heads back to the ovals and the Iowa Speedway, a weekend that Van Gisbergen is looking forward to due to the extra track time teams will get prior to the race.
I'm really looking forward to that because there's a long practice, 50 minutes, a couple of sets of tires. I can finally experiment a bit, you know, take my time, get up to speed, then push, whereas normally it's just a 20-minute rush session straight into qualifying. So,
I'm Kyle Ricci. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osseoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseoplastics. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osseoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osseoplastics.com.
Owners work hard to keep their herds healthy, and sometimes it's difficult to tell if animals are sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trust and observation are keys to detecting illness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
You can tell when family members are sick even if they say they feel fine. They just don't behave right. Well, animals aren't much different. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says when cattle feel ill, they are genetically programmed to do everything they can to not look sick. In the food chain, if an animal looks sick, predators consider it easy prey. Griffin says to get to know your cattle when they're calves. Spend some time with them so they trust you and not hide.
Kneel down. When you kneel down, you change your physical presence. So those calves will come up and try to sniff at you. Move slow, avoid loud noises, those kinds of things. And spend enough time with them that when you step in the pen, they don't spook and all run to the back. Such that when you walk in the pen, they'll look at you with those eyes about, I don't feel good today. Can you help me?
Griffin says cattle will look depressed, hold their heads down, and not eat much. Their appetite usually goes down before their temperatures go up. Griffin advises cattle owners to keep a stethoscope handy. He says you can see animals breathe, but listening to the air move inside them helps you determine if you're dealing with a respiratory illness.
When they're breathing fast, it may be because they have pneumonia, or it may be that they're just excited. And if they're breathing really fast, you hear the air a little bit louder. But if they have inflammation, when the blood moves into their lungs, as the airways change, that air turbulence becomes much louder, almost like you're trying to whistle.
The longer it takes to get them treated, the greater the complications. Allow plenty of time each day to check on your cattle, so when you see a change in behavior, you can take action. Find more tips for detecting sick cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
67 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. July down 5 to 2048. August down 4 to 2096. September down 8 to 2069. October milk down 5 at 2025. Cheese markets, barrels were steady at 201. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 193 and three quarters. Three trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 310 and a half. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 119, 11 trades. Dry whey up a half to 48, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower as weaker tones drive contracts lower. Now, box beef demand is still strong. Traders are mightily walking the contracts back as opposed to hastily doing so. It's still too early in the week for cash cattle to have developed, but it's expected feedlot managers will price their show lists higher again. But the market is reassessing Monday's aggressive push. Feeder cattle also moving mostly lower now as well. The market, their traders wanting to ensure that the market is continued to be well supported by fundamentals today. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are trading mostly higher today as the market's encouraged to see the uptick in demand noted in today's WASD report, and that is helping to support many of the contracts. June live cattle down 5 cents to 183.70, August down 40 cents to 178.52, October down 55 cents to 181.17, August feeder cattle down 5 cents to 257.60, September down 17 cents to 258.50, October down 37 cents to 258.85. June hogs steady at 91.95. July up $1.62 to 93.90. August up $1.22 to 90.32. At the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn, soybeans, and wheat have all moved mostly lower after the WASD report was released. Now, corn outlook was unchanged, but of course, grain production is forecast 1.4 million tons lower this year. On lower production, but there will be slightly higher trade and smaller ending stocks relative to last month. Now, some foreign corn production could be higher with increases in Ukraine and Zambia offset by the reduction in Russia. Meanwhile, in the soybean markets, U.S. soybeans include higher beginning and ending stocks. Higher beginning stocks reflect reduced crush for last year, and that's helping to pressure the markets as well. Also, the soybean price forecast was listed at $11.20 a bushel, unchanged from last month. Meanwhile, wheat markets moving mostly lower, as the WASDE report says. There'll be larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, and lower stocks, but supplies were raised on as the wheat production forecast is up 17 million bushels from last month. July corn still up 1 to 450 and a half. September down 3/4 to 453. New crop down 0.5 to 464 and 3/4. July beans up 2.5 to 1180 and a half. August down 3/4 to 1171. New crop down 2.5 to 1149. Chicago wheat, July down 9.5 to 617. September down 11 to 635 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, July down 11.5 to 667 and a quarter. September down 10 and 3/4 to 678 and a half. Energy markets today, July crude oil up 67 cents to 78.57. August up 68 cents to 78.23. July and August gas both down a cent, July at 240, August at 239. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is awaiting Senate and House consideration. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act awaits consideration on the Senate floor. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is anxious to get the legislation passed as soon as possible.
We already voted that bill out of the Commerce Committee, and so it's pending floor consideration. And I certainly hope that it's something that we can vote on soon. And in fact, given the strong bipartisan support and reaching that 60 threshold, which you need to overcome a filibuster, I'm hoping that we might be able to even pass it by a process called unanimous consent so that we can dispense with it in an expedited manner. But I'll be pressing for that, and hopefully we'll be able to actually get this across the finish line.
She says the legislation does have the minimum level of 60 sponsors to avoid the threat of a filibuster on the Senate floor.
So what's interesting is the filibuster is used far more frequently than it used to be historically. But believe it or not, we do actually pass things by unanimous consent with some considerable frequency.
Emily Buckman, Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about the importance of AM radio for rural America.
AM radio is important for rural America because farmers, ranchers, and rural residents rely on it as a source of weather, commodity, and national farm policy updates. Access to radio is critically important for America's producers, especially in times of emergency. For those who work mostly out in the open, often miles from home, response time is critical. Members need a reliable form of communication to access critical information during those times.
She says farmers and ranchers are encouraged to get involved in the push to keep AM radio available for rural America.
If farmers and ranchers want to ensure AM radio remains available in their vehicles, I would encourage everyone to reach out to their lawmakers in the U.S. House and Senate to urge support for the AM radio in every vehicle act.
Farmers and ranchers can help by responding to the action alert at the Farm Bureau website. For more information, go to fb.org/action-alert. That's fb.org/action-alert. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. UW River Falls College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences recently awarded 4 faculty research fellowships to help increase dairy-related research capacity through the Dairy Innovation Hub Initiative. Those chosen for the fellowships are Assistant Professor of Animal and Food Science Grace Lewis of Hastings, Associate Professor of Plant and Earth Sciences Jill Coleman-Wazick of Cologne, Minnesota, Assistant Professor of Environmental Sciences Suzanne Weisner of Hastings, Minnesota, and Associate Professor of Agricultural Engineering Technology Yagami Kim of Stillwater. They will tackle research projects in the Hub's 4 priority areas: stewarding land and water resources, enriching human health and nutrition, ensuring animal health and welfare, and growing farm businesses and communities. Funded through a $7.8 million annual investment by the state of Wisconsin, the Hub combines research and developments at UW-Madison, Platteville, and UW-River Falls. Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, unveiled the Senate Republican-drafted framework, answering the call for a farmer-focused farm bill. From the onset of this process, we have sought to draft a farm bill that reflects the needs of stakeholders, Bozeman says. The world has changed dramatically since the 2018 bill became law, and the unprecedented challenges and economic uncertainty that farmers now face are only projected to get worse in the coming years. He also says that's why farmers have been calling on senators to put more farm in the farm bill. The Senate Republican committee members say the framework modernizes the safety net, facilitates the expansion of access to overseas markets, fosters breakthroughs in agricultural research, and grows the rural communities that farmers, ranchers, and foresters call home. He also says it does it all while making historic investments in conservation and protecting nutrition programs. Agricultural producers should make an appointment with their local Farm Service Agency office to complete crop acreage reports before the application deadline after planting is complete. July 15th is a major deadline for most crops, but acreage reporting deadlines vary county and crop. By filing an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planting acres, producers can avoid the loss of important safety net, disaster assistance, conservation, and crop insurance benefits, said FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Call your local FSA office to make an appointment to report your acres once planting is complete, he said. An acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch, its intended use, and its location. Producers should contact their FSA county offices for acreage reporting deadlines that are specific to their county. For the first time, farmers and ranchers bought crop insurance policies on more than 500 million acres of land last year. The buying push was driven by the surging popularity of forage policies. Enrollment in crop insurance was up 85% between 2016 and 2023. USDA data says in 2021, insured acreage had grown to 444.5 million acres. 40% of it was covered by a forage policy. Enrollment rose to 493.8 million acres in 2022 and to 539 million acres in 2023. To put that in perspective, there are almost 880 million acres in U.S. farms. UW Extension is hosting a winter barley and rye grain and cover crop casual field event on Thursday from 10:30 to noon at the Jim Pingle Farm, located 3 miles west of New Auburn on Highway M. The field event will focus on winter barley and winter rye as cover crops and as potential grain commodities. A winter barley variety trial held in partnership with the University of Minnesota is also going to be available for viewing at the field event. Now, for more information, contact the Chippewa County Extension Office at 715-726-7950. That's 715-726-7950. That's latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Increased heat and humidity today will bring in the possibility of multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms across the region in our ag weather forecast. By Thursday, there'll be a cold front and will drop relative humidity values as well, but winds will also be on the increase, then chances for rain return by Saturday, lasting into early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, south winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. We'll see anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation and about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms, lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, southwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20, scattered two-tenths to three-tenths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 38 to 43%, north winds at 7 to 12, we'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80, north winds at around 5. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, will have highs 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This water town, ain't nobody hanging around. Another gray September day. Was I crazy to think she'd stay? If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper on her. She might have stayed forever. I brace myself against the cold, let her memory take hold, stirring that old fire up as if I don't miss her enough. If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide.
I got echoes in my head. All that I keep hearing are the cruel, cruel things that you said. I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. Time don't matter to me, 'cause I'm a thousand miles from nowhere, and there's no place I wanna be.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. Birthdays come around, and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day,
you
Singing to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm born. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with that all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home, get you out of here and get you all alone. What it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy, but you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Looking at you, looking at me that way, makes me wanna grab my old guitar and play something like, ooh, what I wouldn't do. Wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. And it goes like, ooh. And it goes like, hey. And it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. Just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go. 'Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her, I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, 'cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, 'cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through. See the world through whiskey glasses.
about her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back.